Did you know that lung cancer kills more Americans every year than breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate, or pancreatic cancers combined? You can help find a cure. Donate your old car or truck to the American Lung Association. The American Lung Association of Greater Chicago gives 90 cents of every dollar towards life-saving research right here in Illinois. 1-800-LUNG-CARS or lungcars.org to make a tax-deductible donation. Lungcars.org for the American Lung Association, where old cars give new hope.
Sears Auto Center has a great Memorial Day holiday offer you don't want to miss. Now through Memorial Day, you can buy three tires and get the fourth free on in-stock tires with the purchase of an installation package. Or purchase four die-hard tires and get a $50 award card. Now's your chance to take advantage of our best tire prices. See store associates for details at Sears Auto Centers. We put your life in drive. Exclusions may apply. Installation packages include 6-month, 1-year, or lifetime alignment. Offer valid through June 3rd.
Save big at your Pella Window and Door Showroom. Get 40% off qualifying installations. Certain restrictions apply. Offer ends June 15th. Call 877-98-PELLA. That's 877-987-3552.
Hey, Dick, what is my husband, president of American Weathermakers, doing at the piano?
Elizabeth, I'm trying to play my favorite tune.
Sure reminds me of your 60 Minute Men coming to the rescue.
That's how I got the idea for our 60 Minute Men. If your furnace or air conditioner breaks down, day or night, we'll be there in 60 minutes, or you get a free $60 gift card for repairs.
Wow, that's fast, like the way I fell for you.
Plus, we offer a lifetime warranty on our repairs and never charge for travel or overtime. And American Weathermakers has the best service and honest pricing on the top furnace and air conditioner brands every day.
You'll fall in love fast with American Weathermakers, too.
How about our jingle?
Dick, don't quit your day job, please.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
Call toll free.
855-955-HVAC.
So take it from the piano man at AmericanWeathermakers.com.
That's it for my show. I'm Scott Catoon, and you've been listening to the Startup Showcase. We're going to drop you off in very good hands, though, with Dane Neal, who will be coming up next. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. And if you are an Amazon Alexa, Amazon Echo owner, just say, hey, Alexa, play WGN Radio. The news is sponsored by Lineman Chimney Company, and it is 2:02:28:29:30. It's time for the news. Here's Bob Kessler.
It's mostly sunny, 72 at O'Hare. A Tribune reports revealed that Illinois Department of Children and Family Services offered gift cards to some workers who closed the most cases in a month.
17-month-old Samaje Crosby was found dead under a couch last month in the family's Joliet home. While the investigation was underway, the DCFS supervisor in charge started a contest, a $100 gift card to the two workers that could close the most cases. The third-place finisher would get a $50 gift card. The director of the agency says the contest was inappropriate, but the race to close the most cases underscores the 22-page report on Samaje's death that highlighted numerous deficiencies at the agency that led to children living in a home which was described as being in deplorable condition. Rob Martier, WGN News.
President Trump's now heading back to Washington after his five-nation tour. ABC's Karen Travers is in Italy, his last stop.
President Trump addressing a cheering crowd of U.S. service members at Naval Air Station Sigonella in Sicily, declaring his first overseas trip a success.
This will be 9 days, and I think we hit a home run no matter where we are.
After 2 days of talks with world leaders here in Sicily, the president returns home with a big issue still outstanding, whether the U.S. will stay in the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. Mr. Trump tweeting he'll make his final decision next week. Karen Travers, ABC News, traveling with the president in Sicily.
The Associated Press is reporting that Trump's son-in-law and now top White House advisor Jared Kushner proposed setting up a secret back channel between the Kremlin and the Trump transition team during a December meeting with a leading Russian diplomat. Kushner's aim was reportedly to explore options with Russia on Syria. British police say they've made rapid progress in the Manchester concert attack probe with 3 overnight arrests. 11 people are now in custody, and a greater understanding of how the bomb was made. Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner Mark Rowley says the threat has been reduced.
The attack is no longer imminent, and you'll have heard consequently the Prime Minister's announcement. Therefore, the threat level has moved down from critical to severe, which of course still means an attack is highly likely.
17 searches are finished or still underway, and there should be some more arrests and more searches, according to Rowley. Job growth in Wisconsin wasn't much to write home about. More from WGN's Roger Badish.
New report shows Wisconsin added the fewest jobs in 2016 of Governor Scott Walker's 6 years in office. State added 15,462 jobs from December 2015 to December 2016. State added 29,429 jobs over the same period the year before. Roger Badish, WGN News.
A man mostly known in Chicago for his booming renditions of the Star-Spangled Banner and O Canada will now be adding another iconic song to his resume. Jim Cornelison, who sings the anthems at Blackhawks games, will be singing Back Home Again in Indiana at Sunday's 101st running of the Indianapolis 500.
I've been practicing it because I knew the tune, but I didn't really know the words. And I've had numerous people point out to me that Jim Nabors sang a few words that were not correct, and they would very much like it if I would sing them correctly.
Cornelison in conversation with WGN's Ro Khan. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Bad hair days are the worst. Violetta Podramedic here to tell you how Ovation Cell Therapy can help. Before I started using Ovation, I constantly had my hair up in a ponytail or bun because it was impossible to style. My dry and damaged hair was easier to put up and hide than deal with. Ovation Cell Therapy treatment changed all of that. The vital proteins, amino acids, and key nutrients healed my hair and gave me the confidence to leave it down. Not only is it clinically proven to deliver thicker, longer, stronger, and visibly healthier hair, but it's super easy to use. My sister was just asking me if there's a lot of complicated steps. Nope, it's just 3 bottles, shampoo, scalp treatment, and conditioner, all which you can use during your shower. Get started today. It's easy and affordable at ovationhair.com. There's no better time to try Ovation Cell Therapy and all of the Ovation products because right now they're offering free shipping for a limited time. Save even more as a new customer when you select WGN Radio at checkout. Free shipping is going on now. Don't miss it.
Chicago is amazing. I'm not going anywhere. But hey, am I really making the most of it? Somebody show me something I've never done before.
We hear you. Hi, I'm Rosanna with AARP in Chicago. We're hosting tech classes where you can learn to master the latest technology. Join us at one of our free movie screenings and inspire the next generation by volunteering at schools across Chicago. If you don't think this is right for me, when you think AARP, then you don't know ARP. Get to know us at aarp.org/Chicago.
Need a new CPAP? Then we need you. We're CPAP.com, and we recently overstocked the world's best CPAP machines. Top-of-the-line devices from brands like ResMed and Philips Respironics. Call now and get one of these overstocked CPAPs for a fraction of the price. We'll even give you free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-500-8186. The best part? No insurance needed. We're giving out these CPAPs at prices so low, they'll cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over 1 million orders and has the world's largest selection of CPAPs and accessories. With no retail overhead or costly middlemen, we're the best way to get comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com has overstocked premium CPAPs. Call now to get a ResMed or Philips Respironics machine for a fraction of the price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-500-8186. Hurry. When these overstocked CPAPs are gone, they're really gone. That's 1-800-500-8186.
WGN Sports. The White Sox are hosting Detroit this afternoon. First game of a doubleheader. Top of the fourth, no score. Cubs are in Los Angeles. First pitch at 6:15. Checking WGN traffic inbound on the Edens. We have about 49 minutes from Lake Cook to downtown. It's about 36 headed out. Inbound on the Kennedy, it's 37 minutes in from O'Hare. Outbound about the same. And the Eisenhower, still an hour in from Thorndale to downtown. It's about a half hour headed back out. Traffic is brought to you by Presence Health. Stuffy nose, fever, it could be allergies or the flu. At Presence Health, you can schedule same-day appointments so you'll get quick results. Make an appointment today at presencehealth.org/findadoc. And for traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, mostly sunny today, going up to lower 70s. Chance of showers, thunderstorms after midnight tonight, low 58. Showers are likely tomorrow, maybe some thunderstorms, but otherwise mostly cloudy, high near 73. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low 57. Slight chance of showers for Memorial Day, mostly sunny, otherwise high near 73. 72 at O'Hare, 71 at Midway and in Elgin, 60 along Chicago's lakefront. I'm Bob Kessler in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, live on, we keep saying at least, that the days just keep getting more and more beautiful, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay. I got to put her up if I want to hear her talk about that a little bit later on today. So let's get into the program. We have a jam-packed show as we try to get us into the Memorial Day weekend, kind of kick us off into some of the things we're going to know, love, do, and enjoy throughout the course of the summer. We're going to touch on some of the world of racing as the Indianapolis Motor Speedway gets ready to close in on the 101st running. I hope. So we'll have Bob Kessler can maybe give us the weather as well. But so let's talk about some of the, and then grilling, of course, some of the food stuff and things we're going to enjoy throughout the course of the weekend. So for the show today in studio, you have heard him with me on many programs overnight, during the day, during the night, on the podcast, talking movies. And we're going to revisit sort of the kind of the drive-in movies, the romantic attachment that we have to going to the movies in a car and then watching a blurry screen and hearing a terrible soundtrack. Well, now we do it better. And Blake Stubbs is going to join us as soon as we go to break, coming back after that to talk some of the movies that are out there as we kick off the summer movie season. And then, this is the time of year. Now, I think everybody grills all the time. But it's the time of year where it's, I think the grilling takes front and center. It is Memorial Day weekend. So, of course, honor to all of our fallen men and women in service. And it's our opportunity to go ahead and recognize all of that. And we will do that definitely on this program as well. And then oftentimes we celebrate all of that service, and we celebrate as families through food. So Stephen Reichlin is going to join us. He is a barbecue university, barbecue guru. He is one a barbecue Hall of Famer. He'll be joining us. Then Rob Martier, you know him and love him from all of the news reports that he does here on WGN Radio. A lot of people may not know that he is a racing aficionado. I don't know exactly how many consecutive Indy 500s he has attended with his dad. It is many. He will be joining us to kind of break down the action as he is either on the way or there on site at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And then it's the Beef Summit. Lisa, I'm not sure if you're aware, and I hope you're potted up properly, that it is, you know, National Italian Beef Day.
I am aware. I've seen it all over the place.
The parades. That's where I was running a little bit late because of the Italian beef parades. We had, Juicy, Hot and Sweet, and Cheesy. Those two, you know, honoring the two or the three kind of main
founding fathers.
Well, you know, you talk about that. You're joking. But we're going to have some of the founding fathers of beef in studio with us a little bit later as we go into in deep. With the history of the Italian beef. And then slossa. At least, have you ever heard of slossa? There is absolutely no meat in slossa. I know that you're more of a vegetarian than you are a meatitarian.
Is it like coleslaw?
It's not. Okay. It's kind of like pickle relish meets salsa meets really good. It is an awesome condiment, and Julie Boucher is going to join us. She was on Shark Tank with it. I don't know if you remember that, but it's in like 8,000 stores. They can't all be wrong. And so it's going to be something we're going to talk about. A chance to win for everybody to win some beefs from Bona Beef, from Al's Beef. We're going to have some and some slossa as well. So stay tuned for all that. When we come back, we're going to have Blockbuster Blake Stubbs. We're going to kick off the summer movie season. So stay here. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
That stress levels go up really easily these days. Stress and anxiety are a part of life, but you know what? So is coping with. May is Mental Health Month, and we close it out talking about, well, the health part. Let's call it the healthier part.
The Saturday Night Special with Amy Guth, tonight at 7 on 720 WGN.
My name's Matt, and I'm a former frowner. I'm a mailman, and I used to never let people see me smile. Then I called Eon Clinics for dental implants at 844-365-SMILE. Eon Clinics board-certified specialists will give you what you need, including a healthy mouth and an improved physical appearance, all in the same day under the same roof. Call Eon Clinics at 844-365-SMILE or visit eonclinics.com today.
Come celebrate National Italian Beef Day this Saturday, May 27th at your local Al's Beef. Regular size beef sandwiches only $3 and regular combo sandwiches only $5. One day only, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Don't miss your opportunity to try a legendary Ailes beef at a super low price. All the stores, including the iconic Taylor Street location, are participating. Again, that's this Saturday, May 27th at your local Ailes beef. Visit alesbeef.com. Cheese and peppers additional, one sandwich per person.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your family's life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And if you do it right now, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-300-9596. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Hurry and call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide while they're still giving them away for free. Call 1-800-300-9596. That's 1-800-300-9596. 1-800-300-9596.
Hey, neighbor, putting down fertilizer?
It's new Bayer Advanced Triple Action Lawn Fertilizer.
I thought fertilizer was fertilizer.
No, Triple Action Lawn Fertilizer feeds all three levels of my lawn.
Three levels?
Yep, grass, roots, and soil. It's science that revitalizes the soil to build strong roots, which greens and thicken. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own bag.
It's only at the Home Depot.
New Bayer Advanced Triple Action Lawn Fertilizer. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
What's wrong?
I've got a problem.
Here, lie down and tell me about it.
Okay. Ooh, this sofa is nice.
It's the Balarasan sofa from Penny Mustard.
It has a classic look, and I can't believe how comfortable it is.
Like something from a therapist's office in the movies.
Exactly. So what's the problem?
No problem here.
The Balarasan sofa, just $87 a month with no down payment and no interest until 2021 through May 29th at Penny Mustard.
Five locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
In the house? No excuses for lying around this summer. CareerBuilder.com says it's a good year for summer jobs. We'll fill you in at 508.
Steve Grzanich and the opening bell. Back Tuesday morning on 720 WGN.
Want something truly unique and memorable to do this summer? Take a road trip to the riverboat Twilight in LeClaire, Iowa. Then let Captain Kevin take the wheel. Relax as you cruise up and down the historic, picturesque Mississippi River. Enjoy magnificent scenery from the deck of this elegant, old-fashioned riverboat. Travel from Quad Cities to Dubuque. Spend the night in a beautiful hotel and cruise home the next day. Affordable fares, including delicious meals, overnight accommodations, and shore tours. Visit riverboattwilight.com or call 1-800-331-1467. The Sox wrap up a series with Detroit as they look to kick off the summer season with some fireworks. White Sox Tigers Sunday at 1 on WGN TV. Wow. I love the music. 720 WGN on the road with Dane here live, Michigan Avenue. Allstate Showcase Studio, and I think we talked about the summer season kicking off. Of course, you can take a riverboat cruise. You should definitely do that. I would expect people would do that. But a lot of people, you know, when they get tired of all this wonderful weather, they're going to be getting into the theaters and seeing some of the movies. And this is for Hollywood, a time when they're kind of trying to put out some big movies and get people, you know, the kids are out of school to enjoy some of the things in the theater. In studio with us is our very own Blake Stubbs. You know him and love him from some of the stuff that we've done as far as breaking down the movies, regardless of the occasion, and our podcast, the Drive-In Movie Podcast that we're doing and that you can enjoy as well at WGN Radio and WGN Plus. Blake Stubbs, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you. And after about a year and a half of contributing in some way to these airwaves, it's nice to sit in this studio. I've never
is
done
this
it.
The first
so
time, really?
This is my first time, wow. And I'm a little overexcited. I took a whole bunch of pictures. I maybe have posted a pano to Facebook. Like I'm having, All right, the giddiness. We got to talk movies, though.
Well, and yeah. Enjoy an Al's beef as well. I know that there's some Al's beef in there.
Oh, so I had my beef. Made short work of that.
You will see snow caps, maybe jujubes, mm-hmm. Certainly popcorn with butter at the movie theater. You don't often see an Al's beef, but we'll forget about that because you could always smuggle one in. But you smuggled yourself into some of these new movies that are coming out. So let's talk about a couple of them that are new to the theaters that are trying with all of their trailers to lure people in.
Right. So this week, the two big things coming out are Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, which is, you know, I believe the fifth film in the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. And then the second is Baywatch. It is the film rendition of the old television show starring The Rock and Zac Efron.
When I saw the commercials for that, you know, I like The Rock, you know, the Scorpion King, you know, I mean, and I like some of the stuff he does. He's got some comedic chops and, you know, animated. He's part of Moana. Yes. But I still did not want to ask my wife when I saw this. I was like, what? Why do we need this Baywatch? Was Baywatch a popular enough show to carry a movie franchise?
Not really. it was one of those things where it had its time. And from there, I mean, this is trying to be a film set in the universe that the television show was set in, but it's all new characters and it's modern day.
How did a show about rummaging, antiquing, and scavenging?
Yeah, keep that off, please. So, antiquing, I'm sure they're antiquing in Baywatch as well. Is it set in what, the 80s or 90s?
No, it's set modern day. In fact,
a lot of running, people
lot of
in
running
peril
in,
at all times.
In slow motion, a fair amount of swimming. There's a few explosions and a lot of jokes that just don't hit.
Now, I have never been a lifeguard, and I know in Los Angeles, there's a lot, it's a big city, a lot of things happen in there, but I never really kind of, you know, I never understood the fact that there could be so much chaos, crime, intrigue, mystery, and like you said, explosions right. Just on the beach.
Well, and that's kind of a question that characters in the film keep asking. Why don't we just call the police? And you kind of wonder by about the 20-minute mark why they don't just, in credits, roll. So here's the big problem with the movie is that it's trying to capitalize on that magic that was sort of caught very quickly with 21 Jump Street. Oh. We take a show, we do a remake modern, we do a full comedic play, we get big names to be in it and write it and, you know, put this all together, and it'll probably play, right? That's the formula.
Ooh, well, let's think about that, because 21 Jump Street, I think they did it. Did they do a 22 Jump Street?
They
I think,
did as well, yeah.
Yeah, so you got Channing Tatum and
Jonah Hill.
And Jonah Hill. Mm-hmm. It was very funny.
It was.
You know, and you had Ice Cube was also in that.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know, because, you know, The Rock, he has some funny moments.
He does.
Zac Efron,
yes.
Absolutely no funny moments. I mean, so you...
Yeah.
I mean,
except Neighbors. Not... I mean, some people did like Neighbors. Critics didn't really love Neighbors, and, you know, it doesn't really have a huge fan base, but it also got a sequel. So, I mean, they're trying to pull... And here's the other thing, too, and all the marketing for this movie, I see a genuine chemistry and fun between Zac Efron and The Rock. As in, like, I see a dynamic
I feel like you and I would have fun with The Rock. Like, he'd be fun to hang out
he's
with.
He's the man. I mean, right. And I grew up a professional wrestling fan, so, like, you know, he's bigger to me than most people who only know him from film.
So you know him from his signature lines of, can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yes. And I guess here's the other thing, too. But here's the thing. The Rock wasn't cooking much in this film. Like, it just doesn't, it doesn't click. The whole thing feels like I went to a community theater production where all my friends were in it, and I'm going to just live with the assumption that these are all my friends.
Okay.
And so I went to support them. The problem is that the performance didn't play. It was bad. No one clapped. No one laughed. Like, there was maybe one chuckle throughout the whole theatrical experience last night, and I saw it with a pretty decent-sized crowd on a Friday night, you know, when it's debuting, when it's opening. So the movie... Critics are like, and lump me in with them. We're very negative on this film.
Well,
it's unfortunate because there's a lot of likability in the film, I think.
And likable people.
And talent that's involved in it. It's just one of those things where, you know, not every single painting Picasso ever made was a masterpiece. And maybe this is going to be The Rock's not a masterpiece. Like,
well, I don't know
thing,
that The Rock
know?
Is
I mean,
known for masterpiece. But,
no, but he's fun.
Yeah.
He's always been fun.
You know, when you try to break down what is the success, if you look back and you try to, you know, kind of Monday morning quarterback, like what happened with Baywatch, you think, what are the things that I remember about it? And I was not a devoted viewer of that thing. But you remember that, you know, David Hasselhoff was in it. And he has such a great singing career, especially recognized by the German people, right?
Yes.
Wasn't he very popular? Lithuania or something?
Yeah, still, he's very huge in Germany.
And then Pam Anderson, right? And they had kind of the bevy of beauties. It wasn't necessarily known for even their crime-fighting techniques or their comedic skills.
It was a very visual show. to say the least. And the film capitalizes and tries to make jokes out of all of the things that made the show, like, its trademark, all of its trademark elements.
Right.
The problem is like, I watch this film and all I can sit there and think is, like, everyone who made this movie had a complete blast while making it, but people who are going to sit and watch it are not going to have a blast while watching
okay.
it. And so it just, you know, when they try to deliver a joke, you think, okay, well, I guess that's funny, but it just doesn't. If you've studied comedy in any way, you know what plays and what doesn't. And somewhere along the lines, be it in the editing room, in the writing room, you know, when they were writing the script or something, getting the talent wasn't the thing that was going to hold the movie together. They needed a better script.
They needed a better script.
Something that absolutely could have been the next 21 Jump Street, you know, and been a franchise of comedies that, you know, there's another Baywatch coming out. You know, that's the goal when you write something like this. But now people are just going to sit there and say, Baywatch? Like, another one? Okay. You know, like, that's how it's going to come off.
Okay, so, you know, for the blockbuster and Blake, it's not a blockbuster, it's a bust, right?
This one's a bust.
Far as that goes, and let's get into, you talk about franchises that have been able to sustain multiple versions of it. You know, there's some comedic moments within it, but it's set back in time, you know, with the swarthy, you know, swabbing of the deck and zombies, pretty much, right? Zombie pirates, for the most part.
Zombie pirates, ghost pirates, zombie pirates. Yeah.
So Pirates of the Caribbean 8, is it?
No, this is number 5.
Okay. How did it go?
This one's a miss. Jeez. This one's a bit of a bust. This is a film that, you know, the fourth installment with Ian McShane as Blackbeard and you know, where they were trying to go with the Fountain of Youth and everything just didn't really resonate. The magic was gone, or at least it didn't stay from the first three films. And keep in mind, Johnny Depp has been nominated for an Oscar for playing Captain Jack Sparrow. It has been known as one of his biggest roles ever, and he had total creative freedom when he put this on screen the first time. This time around, things feel a bit tired. And the magic and the fun, they try very hard. But the film is a mess, and it doesn't. I did not have as much fun watching this film as I did the first three.
Well, I think with so much focused on Johnny Depp and all of that, and he deserves, through his career, to have, you know, that kind of freedom in the projects and how he does it. But he's gone kind of. And tell me if you think this is wrong. But as far as like public perception, at least my perception has kind of changed from really cool guy to like kind of mysterious genius guy to like general, like, I don't know, like mysterious, quiet, quirky, misunderstood sex symbol guy, to now it seems like he seems sort of kind of out of it, incoherent, dizzy, mumbling in most of his interviews. I mean, is that it?
Is there like a disenfranchisement?
He's always been kind of the patron saint of the crazy role, right? Where he's Willy Wonka.
Something to extreme.
Edward Scissorhands. He's your guy.
The thing with Captain Jack in this film, I think, is that they're trying to make a movie about Captain Jack on the down on his luck Captain Jack who has to quest for redemption and regain, you know, that confidence and that savvy, which is a key word he uses all the time, that he had, you know, that resonated with audiences so well. And by the time this movie's done, you kind of realize that they were telling all these different stories all at once, and there was never any one particular one that they committed to. And so by the end of it, you don't really have enough time invested in any key plot point to really care about anybody. And most of these are characters you know that you've encountered before. And so then the movie ends and you're just sitting there like, wait, that was okay, it's done. All right, so it's we got the MacGuffin and it's over and we're on to the next one. That's how it felt.
But
it felt.
These are because of the television success of Baywatch and because of the long-term theatrical, even like hand action figures and lunchboxes for Pirates of the Caribbean. They could lure some people in, but those are both busts. You should probably avoid those. And we've got maybe a minute or so, and I know you wanted to touch on Baby Driver, right?
Baby Driver, yeah. Edgar Wright's new film, Baby Driver, is coming out, and it's one of the most anticipated movies that isn't like a tentpole franchise blockbuster mega budget film. If you don't know who Edgar Wright is, he's the guy that directed Shaun of the Dead. He did a show called Spaced, which is brilliant, and also Hot Fuzz and Scott Pilgrim versus the World. So this is his new independent project he's doing by himself. But your cast is Kevin Spacey, John Hamm, Jamie Foxx, and some young and up-and-comers. And it's going to be a cool, high-octane, fast-paced, great to talk about on this show. And I can't wait till it comes out so we can hash that one up.
Yep, look forward to that, as well as we are going to go deep into the Alien franchise with their new movie that comes. We've got to take take a break and then send it to news. But Blake, give your social media so people can follow you all the way to seeing Mel Brooks today.
Absolutely. The best place to find me is on Twitter. Follow me at Blake Stubbs. Hit me up. Let's have conversations about movies, maybe the Blackhawks a little bit. And yes, I'm on my way now to the Chicago Theater to check out Mel Brooks. I'm probably going to be tweeting up a storm about that.
We are going to have, I think Stephen Reichlin is going to be on with his barbecue guru talking about some of those things, as well as Rob Martier. Soon, Rob Martier is going to be joining us from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Quick break. On the road with Dane on 720 WGN.
Rich Lankoff, Jason Whiteside, two sides of legal face-off.
Pop culture, entertainment, sports, politics. When athletes have concussions, when billionaires are going through a divorce, they hire lawyers. And on Legal Face-Off, we're going to give you the explanation of that and also do it in a light way, in a fun way.
Legal Face-Off, the show that features two competing attorneys slugging it out over today's hottest topics.
And I think having the legal background that we do, having the legal education that we do, allows us to cut through.
Download the podcast now at WGN Plus.
It's antiques, music, and vintage cars at the Grays Lake Midnight Flea Market. Today from 3 to midnight at the Lake County Fairgrounds on Peterson Road by ZircoPromotions.com.
Are you seeing stair steps cracking in masonry brick or cracks in foundation walls and floors sloping or sticking doors and windows? These are all signs that your home's foundation is sinking. Call Dave Pate and Sons Construction for the gold standard in foundation repair. Call 630-529-6050. They're at the top of the preferred referral list of over 200 communities in Chicagoland. The fact that they've been the best since 1938 means there's nothing they haven't seen and there's nothing they can't fix. Your home will be in the hands of the industry leader. Dave Pate and Sons Construction foundation repair is a permanent fix. They've been trusted to repair some of the area's most beloved structures like Buckingham Fountain, the Art Institute of Chicago, you know, the one with the lions, the Frank Lloyd Wright Home and Studio in Oak Park, and many, many more. So if you're experiencing cracks in your foundation walls, your floors slanting, or your chimneys leaning, call Dave Pate and Sons Construction at 630-529-6050 or visit sinking.com. That's sinking.com. So right now it is 2:30 right here on 720 WGN, and this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio. The news is sponsored by Builders Supply Outlet. Here's Bob Kessler.
President Donald Trump says his first presidential trip abroad was a home run. He ended the 9-day trip with a speech to U.S. troops in Sicily, where he recounted his visits to Saudi Arabia, Israel, Belgium, and Italy. British Airways is canceling all of its flights out of London's Heathrow and Gatwick airports for the rest of the day because of a major IT system failure. BA hasn't said what's causing the computer problem, but says there's no evidence of a cyber attack. And Greg Allman, the singer, songwriter, rock and blues pioneer who founded the Allman Brothers Band with his late brother Dwayne, has died, according to Billboard. He composed Midnight Rider, Melissa, and the epic concert jam Whippin' Post. Greg Allman was diagnosed with hepatitis C in 1999 and underwent a liver transplant in 2010. Greg Allman was 69. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
You know, sometimes it's really hard to walk away when a relationship isn't working. You've invested so much energy and time to make it a success, but you know you're being used. You know you're not appreciated. I wonder why we put up with it, letting our banks treat us like that. We give them our money, we give them our trust, and they ignore us. They overcharge us, and then they act like they're doing us a favor. That's why I switched to First American Bank. For over 40 years, they've offered customers attractive checking and CD products and loans at great rates. They have resources and the expertise of larger banks, but they're not so big they forget who they work for, me. With 49 branches and hundreds of ATMs in the Chicagoland area, they're convenient, in the neighborhood, and best of all, they're owned and managed here. And they're in it for the long haul. Seriously, they actually care about me.
First American, the bank that does more for your money. Visit firstambank.com. Call 847-952-3700. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's not Memorial Day without Burgers on the Grill or the Crate and Barrel 15% off Memorial Day sale. Now at Crate and Barrel stores and online. Save 15% off margaritas on the deck, brunch by the pool, s'mores around the fire pit.
We're here.
Even 15% off new bedding for the guest room.
La, 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 la.
Just kidding. But if summer had a Black Friday, this would be it. The Crate and Barrel 15% off Memorial Day sale. Ends Monday, May 29th. Select full price items only. Exclusions apply.
Gary Lang's Customer Appreciation Private Sale
is now open to the public, and we're sharing employee pricing on all new cars in stock and paying top dollar for your trade-in. So what does this mean for you? Never before seen deals to our community, because we are glad to serve you and share these savings like you're one of our team. With over 1,500 cars and trucks in stock, we have the selection and the choices you want. And we have over 50 service bays to give you the service you deserve with less waiting and with community discounts. Gary Lang has been in business since 1983 and is trusted by the thousands of happy customers we serve every month. Our Memorial Month Customer Appreciation Event ends May 28th, so please hurry in, as pricing on this inventory won't last. And remember,
if it doesn't say Gary Lang on the back, he probably paid too much.
WGN Sports, the White Sox are hosting Detroit. No score in the bottom of the fifth. Cubs are in Los Angeles. First pitch for that game's at 6:15. Checking WGN traffic inbound on the Edens. 50 minutes now from Deerfield Road on into downtown. Headed out, it's about 40. Inbound Kennedy from O'Hare is 37. Outbound about the same. On the Eisenhower, it's an hour in from Thorndale to downtown. Headed out about a half hour. Dan Ryan's looking good. 15 minutes from 95th. On into downtown. For traffic on the sevens or eights or anytime on demand, get the Traffix Chicago app. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. It's pre-approved by AccuNet Mortgage. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, mostly sunny, high in the low 70s today. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, low 58. Tomorrow, showers, likely maybe a thunderstorm before 1 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, high near 73. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low 57. Memorial Day, Monday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high near 73. It's 72 at O'Hare, 71 at Midway, 71 in Naperville. Along Chicago's lakefront, we have 60. I'm Bob Kessler on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Hi, I'm Stephen Reichlin from Project Smoke, and I'm on the road with Dane on WGN.
The ring of fire.
720 WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio, live on Michigan Avenue. And our next guest, of course, you know, highly acclaimed author, television personality, guru. And we talk to him on a regular basis, and there is a certain time when it is barbecue season, but, you know, because of the great work that he's done over the years, every day, every week is barbecue season, but this is high season. The one and only Stephen Reichlin, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane.
So, Stephen, I know that this is the kind of time where, you know, you are around the country, you are, you know, constantly doing things, innovating, creating products, writing books, making great television. But this is a time where even more, I think maybe people come out of the woodwork asking for a little bit of insight, a little bit of advice from the mountaintop. And so talk a little bit about it as we get into Memorial Day weekend. You know, this is Saturday here on Memorial Day weekend. So people are going to have an opportunity to take some of the things that you say, go out there and act on them and make their day as great as it can be. But how has Memorial Day weekend, this kickoff, changed maybe in the last 10, 15 years for you?
Well, I think this year it's really all about flavor, and people are realizing that once you you've mastered heat control, you've learned the difference between direct grilling, indirect grilling, smoking, you really need to master all the flavor-building blocks, and those are the barbecue rubs, the marinades, the butters, base, mop sauce, glazes, barbecue sauces, relishes, salsas, all of these flavor components that are used by great grill and pit masters around the world to take their smoked and grilled meats to the next level.
So now they're trying to get the accoutrements, right? The meat thing is kind of taking care of itself through all of the education. And just, I think, the general intelligence on the barbecue and grilling side having been raised over the last 10 years just because of people being so excited about it. Now, you never stop. Of course, you know, Project Smoke, the hit TV show, you've been out filming it. You may still be on the road filming that as we speak. But also, you've got a brand new book out where, again, like you said, you know, you've got the meat side. You've done all of your work there, providing that library of knowledge. But now you're getting into those sauces.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I like to break it down for people this way. So if you think about it, they're kind of, you have three opportunities to flavor a meat that you're going to grill or smoke, right? The first is when the meat is still raw, and that would be your seasoned salt. It would be your dry rub. It would be your cure that you put on the meat when it's raw. The second phase is when you're actually cooking it, when it's on the grill or in the smoker. You might, if it's you're grilling a chicken breast, you might brush it with a garlic cilantro butter. You might swab it with an apple cider basting sauce. You might glaze it with a cherry jam glaze. So that kind of happens during the cooking. And then last of all, once the meat comes off, well, you might pair it with a barbecue sauce. You might serve a slaw or a relish or a chutney. So three separate times that you can flavor the meat. Where it really gets interesting is when you combine them, you start to layer the flavors.
Yeah, you get to go ahead and try to add some of those things. Now, is there a certain order that you're supposed to do it in? Because I'm thinking maybe, and maybe you can give us some insight into that as well, as far as our barbecue purists, was there a stigma against some of these flavors, against some of these, you know, extra dipping sauces and, you know, some of the marinades and some of those other things? I know it's adding to the taste and the flavor of the meat, but maybe was there any purist that said, like, hey, you know, that's not the way to do it? I know on the sauce side, you know, they always say you do that right at the end, right? Otherwise, you're going to burn off a lot of that
right
flavor.
Right at the end or separate. You know, and even at my house, I mean, I never swab meats with barbecue sauce while they're cooking. I mean, first of all, while they're cooking, the sugar might burn, you know, before the meat is done. Second of all, I want you to taste that subtle interplay of smoke, fire, and spice by itself before you taste the sauce. The sauce is meant to complement the meat, not overpower it. So that's kind of the second important point to make. You ask about, you know, can you overdo it? Barbecue still remains some of the most deeply regional food that we have. And, you know, I'm thinking about in Kansas City, they have a cut of meat called a pork steak. Basically, you take a pork shoulder and cut it crosswise on a blade saw to turn it into steaks. It's a wonderful piece of meat for grilling because it's very well marbled. Well, they wouldn't dream of doing a pork steak without a sweet barbecue sauce called Mall's. However, if you were to travel just a few hundred miles away down to Monroe County, Kentucky, when they grill a pork steak, they like to dip it in this fiery mixture of melted butter, vinegar, hot sauce, and cayenne pepper. And, you know, wow. if you like hot, you dip it once. If you're glutton for punishment, you dip it twice. And if you're Stephen Reichlin, you dip it a third time, because I like really fiery food. Both completely legitimate. Neither is overdone. But, you know, if you serve Mall's barbecue sauce in Monroe County, they'd look at you and say, where's the heat? And if you served the Monroe County pork steak in St. Louis, they might look at you like you were a pyromaniac.
Right. Okay. So you got it. When in Rome, or, you know, where the pyromaniacs are, you do as they do. We want to feature the book as well, because, you know, Project Smoke was a book that you did a couple years ago. It has been a huge success and kind of entered people into the, made it more approachable for people to get in there and start smoking all different things. And this one, barbecue sauces, rubs and marinades, base butters and glazes. So you're getting into all of that stuff where you're taking those butters and taking those sauces and showing people not only, you know, what they are, but what to do with them.
The book it actually just launched. The new season of Project Smoke 3 is launching this weekend. It's a really exciting weekend for me. And for information on both, you can go to my website, barbecuebible.com. That's BarbecueBible.com. The book sold, of course, wherever books are sold.
Stephen, I know we're going to talk to you soon as we get into the summer as well, and excited to have you here on Memorial Day weekend. So last thing, what do you do for Memorial Day? Do you sit back, relax, and let America work off of all your advice, or do you get in there and you do stuff?
Well, you know, we're just going to keep it with the family this year, and we'll be on Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, so we're going to get some lobsters, and we're going to grill some lobsters. But I will also use that three-step flavoring process. We'll do a simple herb rub on the lobsters. I'll baste them with shallot cilantro butter, and then we'll find some kind of refreshing salsa to serve with the lobster.
Of course you will. He is the absolute best in the business, the one and only Stephen Reichlin. Stephen, happy Memorial Day weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
To you too.
At 6:35, celebrating what companion animals can do for wounded warriors. An organization called Pets for Vets.
Steve Dale's Pet World, tomorrow morning at 6:30.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Spring is here, and that means rain. It's a fact that moisture will eventually ruin an untreated deck. Don't let your investment rot away. Call DeckTech today. DeckTech uses an oil-based sealer which penetrates deep into your deck's wood fibers, replenishing natural oils which preserve, protect, and prevent your deck from cracking, peeling, and splitting. The DeckTech process seals out wetness, but more importantly, your deck will be restored to its original beauty. And the best part, with DeckTech, you won't even break a sweat. So don't let your investment rot away. Call DeckTech today for a free no-hassle estimate at 800-956-DECK. That's 800-956-3325. And make sure to mention this ad to receive a 10% discount. Plus, DeckTech's award-winning service is now even more affordable. Ask us about the new 0% financing options. DeckTech, they've got the tech to restore your deck. Call 800-956-DECK or visit RestoreYourDeck.com.
1-800-956-DECK.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
To celebrate Memorial Day, Mattress Firm is giving away 50 free mattresses of up to $3,000 in retail value. Hurry into your nearest Mattress Firm store now through May 29th for your chance to win your perfect mattress. Visit mattressfirm.com/giveaway for complete details and official rules. Now, even if you're not a grand prize winner, you can still receive great offers. Plus, for a limited time, don't miss their best financing offer. That's 0% APR for 6 years. Come in today and take advantage of interest-free financing. You can start sleeping happy for as little as $15 a month. Why wait any longer? Come in today and start sleeping happy tonight on your perfect mattress. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for 6 years. That's 72 months of sleeping interest-free. Call 866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms subject to credit approval. It's Mattress Firm. It's the big Memorial Day sale giveaway. Mattress Firm, as always, you know the drill. You save money and you sleep happy. How many times do we have to have this talk? Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy.
Hey everyone, this is Will Power, IndyCar driver, and you are on the road today on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase studio, live on Michigan Avenue, and the weather is beautiful. It is an awesome day to walk around. It's an awesome day to enjoy anything as we kind of kick off the summer season. It is one of the greatest days in the world when it comes to motorsports, one of those bucket list events that people know, love, and pay attention to, regardless of what their favorite sport is. And we're hoping for this kind of weather tomorrow. On the line with us, we've got WGN's very own, you know and love him from all of his great work that he does on the news, but he is also a racing aficionado, huge fan, and longtime resident when it comes to this time of year at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Rob Martyr, welcome to WGN.
Geez, Dane, I just hope I can live up to that billing. That was a pretty tall order, but we'll see what we can do. I'm looking forward to the race tomorrow.
Oh, so here's the thing, and for those listeners out there that know you, hear you, enjoy what it is that you do here on the station, you know, what you enjoy or one of your favorite things to do that from a family perspective and certainly outside activities and with your dad too, is to attend the Indy 500.
Yeah, my dad, this is going to be his 47th or 48th race. He's been going since he was in college. Wow. I've been down to probably about, let's say 8 to 10 of these Indianapolis 500s. And it's exactly how you described it. It is a spectacle. You've got well over 100,000 people that attend these races annually. Last year, obviously, being the 100th was really big, but should be a good crowd this year as well. As long as the rain stays away, we're going to have a great race. The cars are running real, real fast, and Chevy and Honda are going to go at it tooth and nail. So we're going to see how things go on Sunday.
Yeah, you think about it, and getting a chance to interview a number of the drivers over the last, or since we started doing this program, and Doug Bowles, who's the president at Indianapolis, I was surprised to hear. I mean, I guess maybe I shouldn't, that it becomes the second largest city in Indiana on race day. And so for a great sports town, and you talk about it, report on it during your newscasts all the time, Chicago is a great sports town. But describe the difference. You know, what makes a day at Indianapolis and for the 500 special and different?
Well, I mean, just from a fan perspective, it's just great to be here. It's the sights, it's the sounds, it's the atmosphere, it's the sport of motorsport. And from a driver's perspective and from a team perspective, and a competitive perspective, if there's one race you want to win in your career, Indianapolis is that race. If you don't do anything else behind the wheel, if you've got your impression on the side of that BorgWarner trophy and you get to sip that buttermilk at the end of the race, nobody can ever take that away from you, and it's a very exclusive club. This will be the 101st running of this particular race, and an awful lot of people have driven cars to that track, and again, you only have one winner at the end of 500 miles.
Yeah, I think you were in, when we did our interview with Alexander Rossi, who's the defending champion, last year's champion, going for two in a row now, and I got a chance to hear a little bit about Mario Andretti as well, and as much as he has done, and he's a guy that's won the Daytona 500, he's won Formula One championships, yeah, that he still, to this day, gets introduced as the 1969 Indianapolis 500 winner. So, but when you are there, and I've covered the Indy 500 a number of times and races at tracks all around, it's a little bit different because it's so big. You only get to see just moments of the action, but it's still exciting. Describe that.
Well, the nice thing about it is that no matter where you sit around the track, you really only have to wait about another 40 seconds for the cars to come around again, because at about 232 miles an hour, it only takes about 39, 40 seconds to cover 2.5 miles. So you're really not going a long period of time without seeing action. And it is, it's wheel-to-wheel racing. I remember a couple of years ago when Ryan Hunter-Reay was going at it tooth and nail with Helio Castroneves. He actually went into the grass to make a pass to finally take the checkered flag at the end of the race. And not only that, but they also have big jumbo cams, jumbo screens in front of you as well. So, for instance, we sit on the front straightaway, just at pit exit, so we get them coming out of turn four and then into one and two. But you can see what's going on the back half of the track as well. So you're never too far from the action.
Yeah, and I know it is one of those, it's like we mentioned, it's the second largest city in Indiana, and I think that the president said, when you include everybody, not only the people in the stands, I think you mentioned in the 100,000 range, I think it's, and when it's popular, I think it's going to be, they said this is going to be, and Rob, so I don't know if you're already down there, if you're on the road on the way, this is going to be the biggest one in about 20 years. They're doing so much with it, trying to make the track and the activities and the attractions, even more of a draw. They said it's going to be around 300,000. With everybody, with the infield, sure, and everything going on. So a little bit about, so what do you do? Like, you're going to get there early. It's a race that is going to be happening tomorrow afternoon, God willing, as far as the weather. But what do you do for those people that want to get down there and check it out? Describe some of the ways you can occupy yourself at the Speedway.
Oh, a million different things. I mean, you can start off just by the city of Indianapolis itself. It has so much to offer. It's the amateur sports capital of the world. There's great museums down here. There's a lot of support and a lot of attractions that go into this city. So there's certainly things that you can do outside the track. If you want to head over to the track early, they've got the museum, which is fantastic. They're constantly updating that. You can take a tour of the track if you'd like. If you're so lucky, you can also get yourself a pass to get back to Gasoline Alley, which is where the garages are located.
Right.
Get a close-up and personal look at the cars, maybe even meet some drivers. That's always exciting as well. And it's a month-long event, and it culminates with the 500. I mean, it was a couple weeks ago, they had the Indy Grand Prix, which is basically the Grand Prix track that the Formula One cars used to race on, and now the Indy cars do that. So there's, you've got two races down here within the span of a month, and there's really, if you can't find something to do down in Indianapolis during the month of May, then you're not, you know, there's something wrong with you.
Well, I know you're following some of the storylines, and we got a chance to have Will Power on. Of course, he's a proficient drummer, and he ended up winning that Grand Prix that you talked about that happened earlier in the month. And you've got, you know, Helio Castroneves looking to become, I think maybe, is it like maybe the only the fourth person, you know, who's won four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You've always got the Andretti's there, Marco looking to try to get a win, Tony Kanaan. So are there any of the kind of the storylines, backstories or drivers that you're following kind of really shooting for this year?
Yeah, you know, for the race fans, I'm going to be watching two-time Formula One champ Fernando Alonso to see how he does. He's been running really, really fast by himself on the track. In fact, he's on the inside of row two, so that means he qualified fifth. So he's been very impressive alone, but my understanding is that he hasn't done all that well in traffic, and it's a completely different dynamic when you're talking about F1 to IndyCars. Again, it's wheel-to-wheel racing. You don't get spread out a whole lot like you do in Formula One, where there's a huge discrepancy between, you know, the top-tier teams like a Mercedes and a Ferrari, you know, and then, you know, the backmarkers. You know, the Indianapolis cars, they're all pretty equal if you look at it on paper. So it's going to be fun to watch how Fernando Alonso emerges from the pack. You know, you always want to see a repeat winner, so it'll be fun to see if Alexander Rossi can do that. Scott Dixon obviously is on the pole, so it'll be fun to see if he can do that from the pole, because not everybody wins from the number one spot, as you know, Dane. And so there are a lot of emerging storylines that'll be told. And Pippa Mann, the lone woman in the field this year, it'll be fun to watch her. She's usually pretty competitive, although she didn't qualify all that well. It is 500 miles, so anything can happen.
Anything can happen. You look at Alexander Rossi last time, running out of gas, right, as a rookie, and ended up winning it. Now, and here you mentioned Formula One. Yeah. Of course, he came, you know, from Formula One, and you're looking at one of those drivers that's doing the same as well. And then you've got a guy like Juan Pablo Montoya, did it kind of backwards, right? You know, he was an Indy 500 champion, and then went to Formula One, and now he is back. In your opinion, do you think, because sometimes you get the Formula One drivers that really are kind of, and it is, you know, from a purist perspective, it is the elite form of driving, you know, worldwide, global, all those kind of things. The cars are amazing. Mm-hmm. The teams put hundreds of millions of dollars into it. But typically when those drivers come back here, not knowing as much about maybe the Indy, you know, racing league as they should, they're blown away by how big a spectacle and really what it means to win this race.
Well, the one thing that Fernando Alonso said this past week, it was a quote that I caught in one of the articles that I was reading, and I think it shows a greater appreciation and at least, at the very least, an understanding of the gravity of this event, is that he feels as though versus Formula One, which is highly competitive, obviously you spend a lot of money to try to field a team. He says that the IndyCars are more pure because there's not all of the technological, you know, stuff that goes into a car on the F1 circuit that they put in. IndyCars are basically simpler cars. I mean, the technology is there, but you know, if you compare the two cars together, the development of an F1 car, you know, costs hundreds of millions every year. There's wind tunnel testing, there's electronics, there's curve systems, there's, you know, drag reduction systems in those cars. Indy cars are more pure, and Fernando Alonso said he really enjoys driving them.
Yeah, it really does kind of come down. They try to make the cars as equal as possible, so it comes down to that day and that particular driver and whatever happens in their skill. It isn't necessarily, like you said, the money that the team can put into it. Last question, and this is a very quick one. Mary wanted to know, she had texted in, is Rob at the race? Do you wear earplugs, yes or no?
We are all geeked out, Dane. I will have my racing electronics scanner on. I can tap into the drivers and listen to what they're talking about or listen to the TV broadcast as well. So, yeah, I'll have some headsets on.
Of course. Safety first at all times with Rob Martier.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Enjoy the race. Thanks so much for checking in with us today, and thanks for being on the show.
You bet. My pleasure, Dane. Thanks.
All right, that is Rob Martier. He is there. He's going to be coming back and breaking down all the action. Right now, we're going to take a break, right, and then we'll come back and send it to news. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
A whole other world.
The dating conversation.
The real estate conversation.
The cooking conversation.
New music, old friends. Chicago's conversation starts on WGN Radio.
And goes everywhere you are with WGN Plus.
Start your journey. Search and download the WGN Plus app.
Need a new CPAP? Then we need you. We're CPAP.com, and we recently overstocked the world's best CPAP machines. Top-of-the-line devices from brands like ResMed and Philips Respironics. Call now and get one of these overstocked CPAPs for a fraction of the price. We'll even give you free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-500-8186. The best part? No insurance needed. We're giving out these CPAPs at prices so low, they'll cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over a million orders and has the world's largest selection of CPAPs and accessories. With no retail overhead or costly middlemen, we're the best way to get comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com has overstocked premium CPAPs. Call now to get a ResMed or Philips Respironics machine for a fraction of the price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-500-8186. Hurry. When these overstocked CPAPs are gone, they're really gone. That's 1-800-500-8186.
You're invited to experience the many advantages of shopping at Walt's family-owned food centers in South Holland, Homewood, Tinley Park, Frankfort, Beecher, Crete, and Dyer, Indiana. There are so many reasons why you should shop at Walt's. One is Walt's Butchers. They make the difference. They're always willing to help you with special orders from an unmatched variety of tender and flavorful meat. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed. You'll be pleased with Walt's prices, their quality, and their great personal service. And no special discount cards are needed. Walt's customers save every day. Walt's stores are sized just right and are conveniently organized for fast and easy shopping. Find out why so many families shop only at Walt's Food Centers in South Holland, Homewood, Tinley Park, Frankfort, Beecher, Crete, and Dyer, Indiana. Walt's, a tradition of grocery excellence for 80 years.
Are you staying in Chicago for Memorial Day weekend and possibly heading downtown? Well, Spot Hero helps you reserve parking in advance and get a great rate too. Simply download the Spot Hero app and enter your destination. Then, click and reserve. Use promo code HOLIDAY for $10 off your first parking spot.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-600-5701. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
720 WGN on the road with Dane. Coming up right after the news, it is a National Italian Beef Day. We are going to have people, the principles, the historic principles from both Bona Beef and Al's Beef in studio to talk about that right after the news. And later on in the program, we've got multiple gift certificates from Bona Beef and then also from Al's. And Al's, thanks so much. So we've got some beefs in studio as well. But right now it is 3 o'clock and news time. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio. The news is sponsored by Pearl Mortgage. Here's Bob Kessler.
Mostly sunny, 72 at O'Hare. 30 people have been arrested by Chicago police in a series of raids aimed at curbing shootings over the traditionally violent Memorial Day weekend. Superintendent Eddie Johnson told a news conference today the raids will continue over the weekend. Last Memorial Day weekend, 6 people were killed, another 63 wounded by gunfire across the city. Former Vice President Joe Biden blasted the last election cycle for churning up hate speech and fringe ideologies. He delivered the commencement address at Cornell today.
The minority, the transgender, anyone not like me became a scapegoat. Just build a wall. Keep Muslims from coming to the United States. They're the reason I can't compete.
A standoff between Italian riot police and protesters during which police used tear gas has ended without further incident. The tensions took place when anti-global protesters held a demonstration after the Group of Seven summit in Sicily. Sometimes I feel. That is the voice of the songwriter who helped launch Southern Rock. Music legend Greg Allman has died. In addition to this one, Whippin' Post, he and the band started with his late brother Dwayne recorded Midnight Rider, Melissa, and Ramblin' Man. Greg Allman was diagnosed with hepatitis C in 1999. He had a liver transplant in 2010. Greg Allman was 69. And it didn't take long for a jury to return a murder verdict. We get more on that from WGN's Roger Badish.
54-year-old Hinsdale businessman Jeffrey Keller was found guilty of first-degree murder by jurors who deliberated only about 60 minutes. Authorities say Keller killed 37-year-old Nate Fox over obsessive jealousy over a woman with whom Keller was having what was described as an emotional affair. Roger Badish, WGN News.
And CTA Yellow Line service will end early each night starting tonight until Wednesday. Those closures will be at 7 p.m. It's for electrical repairs. Free shuttle bus service will be in place each day between the Howard, Oakton, and Dempster stations. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
That is a stunning countertop.
It's quartz. They're the most sanitary. They never need sealing. And we have over 50 colors to choose from.
But what is Tom Jenke, owner of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom here in Builder Supply Outlet, doing with an egg on this beautiful quartz countertop?
I'm trying to balance the egg on its tip.
But Tom, urban legend says it only works on the first day of spring. Oh, watch out, you're going to drop it on the... Oh, what a beautiful floor.
That's LVP, luxury vinyl plank, the hottest flooring on the market. It's 100% waterproof, extremely durable, and now in stock.
You definitely have the best selection of gorgeous quartz and granite countertops, as well as elegant flooring.
Come and visit us, the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom in Builder Supply Outlet on Cermak Road in Broadview, and our newest Edge on 151st Street in Orland Park.
High-end look without the high-end price.
The Edge
Kitchen and Bath Showroom
from Builder Supply Outlet.
Or visit buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Get ready to party.
Hell yeah!
Gretchen Wilson with the Loving Mary Band. The Charlie Daniels Band.
South gonna do it again.
Plus Gunner and the Grizzly Boys. And Fireworks Spectacular after the show. Saturday, July 1st, 6 p.m. at Grand Victoria Casino in Elgin. Tickets on sale now at gvctickets.com. Part of the Grand Victoria Casino Summer Concert Series. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Chicago is amazing. I'm not going anywhere. But hey, am I really making the most of it? Somebody show me something I've never done before.
We hear you. Hi, I'm Rosanna with AARP in Chicago. We're hosting tech classes where you can learn to master the latest technology. Join us at one of our free movie screenings and inspire the next generation by volunteering at schools across Chicago. If you don't think this is right for me, when you think AARP, then you don't know ARP. Get to know us at aarp.org/Chicago.
Bad hair days are the worst. Violetta Podramatic here to tell you how Ovation Cell Therapy can help. Before I started using Ovation, I constantly had my hair up in a ponytail or bun because it was impossible to style. My dry and damaged hair was easier to put up and hide than deal with. Ovation Cell Therapy treatment changed all of that. The vital proteins, amino acids, and key nutrients healed my hair and gave me the confidence to leave it down. Not only is it clinically proven to deliver thicker, longer, stronger, and visibly healthier hair, but it's super easy to use. My sister was just asking me if there's a lot of complicated steps. Nope, it's just 3 bottles, shampoo, scalp treatment, and conditioner, all which you can use during your shower. Get started today. It's easy and affordable at ovationhair.com. There's no better time to try Ovation Cell Therapy and all of the Ovation products because right now they're offering free shipping for a limited time. Save even more as a new customer when you select WGN Radio at checkout. Free shipping is going on now. Don't miss it.
WGN Sports. The White Sox are hosting Detroit. Top of the seventh, Sox leading 1-0. It's a doubleheader. Cubs are in Los Angeles. First pitch at 6:15. WGN traffic inbound on the Edens. 50 minutes from Lake Cook into downtown. It's about a half hour headed out. Kennedy inbound from O'Hare. It's about 30 minutes, about the same thing headed back out. On the Eisenhower, it's an hour from Thorndale headed into downtown, 30 minutes back out. Traffic's brought to you by Jewel. Shop Jewel and save on California sweet red cherries, just $3.99 a pound. And fresh, boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs are just $1.88 a pound. Traffic's also brought to you by the Traffic Chicago app. So for traffic on the 7s or 8s or any time on demand, get that app. Just search TRAFF IX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, mostly sunny for the rest of the afternoon, high in the low 70s. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, low around 58. For Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, high 73. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 57. Memorial Day, there's a slight chance of showers and mostly sunny the rest of the time, high near 73. We have 72 at O'Hare, 71 at Midway, 66 in Gary. It's 60 along Chicago's lakefront. I'm Bob Kessler in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, and so many things associated with Chicago, whether it's great architecture, sports teams, just Midwestern values and friendly people, but also food. And when it comes to Chicago, one of the most beloved and iconic foods in Chicago. I travel the country all over the place. People talk about, you know, pizza, deep dish pizza, the whole dialogue on which kind of pizza is best, or hot dogs, the Chicago dog, what to put on it, what not. But there is nothing, I think, that says Chicago more from a food perspective and that is more universally beloved and in agreement than the Italian beef. And we're going to talk about the Italian beef here today on the first ever National Italian Beef Day. In studio with us, we have Joe Bona. He is the son of the founders for, of course, the great Bona Beef family, Bona Family Partners. Carlo is here as well, Carlo Bona. And he actually worked with Scala Beef to set up the beef stands and credit and kind of lead where we are today, where people are able to get, enjoy the Italian beef. Chris Pacelli, son of Al from the great Al's Beef, is here as well. And Dave Howie, he is the master franchisor for the Al's Beef brand. Guys, welcome to your station. Welcome to WGN.
Good morning.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about it. And it's the kind of thing that, you know, when people come in from out of town, like, wow, it's so great. I mean, it's amazing. It is the kind of thing that we have either on the West Coast or in New York. And when it comes to food, you know, there are things here that we have grown up with. We have certain generations that we kind of take for granted that this is the kind of thing that is so good that why is it not everywhere? But I talk to people all around the country, and when they have their first Italian beef, specifically, you know, one of those Italian beefs from Chicago, like a Bona beef or an Al's beef, they're like blown away. Like, I didn't know it could be like this. And that's one of those things. But the history of it, how it all started, so it didn't come up in some kind of a food laboratory somewhere. It wasn't like the Big Mac, you know, where they kind of put it all together. It's got some humble beginnings, but the kind of beginnings that I think are true and all American. And so one of you guys, maybe if you want to talk about just how it all started, you know, when people first were eating what we know now as the Italian beef. Let's talk about it, Chris.
I can give you the history on it. Roughly about 100 years ago, 1917, my grandfather was a peddler. What he did was sell sandwiches on the streets. There were sub sandwiches, and he used to go to University of Illinois. And he'd have the thing around his neck like you would go to the ballpark. And he'd serve these kids that were interns there. And it wasn't beef sandwiches at the time, don't get me wrong. Well, he goes to this wedding. It's a peanut wedding. And at that time, the commodity of having a piece of beef there was, you know, rare because right. People didn't have the money. They had weddings in their homes. So he saw these people cutting it with a knife, this roast beef. And he's a sandwich guy, and he's thinking, I'm a sandwich guy. So he goes home, starts putting together some spices and garlic and stuff. He roasts this thing up, cools it off, gets a slicer, hand slicer, them days. And he starts slicing it as thin as you could get it. You can almost see through it. Actually, you could see through it.
Times were tough.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a lot of shows in there, the see-through thing. Anyway, he started providing this for weddings. So he went from a guy with a knife feeding 15, 18 people to 40 people, 45 people by making sandwiches and making them for these weddings and, you know, parties. That was the only time it did. So he did that for a while. And then my uncle, Al, he had did some time in jail, 11 years. And when he got out, he was a truck driver. He's meeting up with all the bonus could go along with this. There's all gamblers started this business.
Right.
It was a big thing with gamblers. And what happened is he hooked up with some guys who wanted to open up a bookie place. And he says, why don't I do what my father did with sandwiches? I'll open up a little outside stand on the street. So he started doing this, but he hooked up with Scala. The father, Ralph. Well, there was two brothers. One guy killed, and the other one, well, by accident.
Okay.
It wasn't
for the listeners.
That's another
relatively
show.
Natural causes, accidentally.
Well, Rolf Skahl was the survivor, and he had a butcher shop on Levitt and Harrison, which they made Italian sausage. So my uncle used to buy the beef off of them. Not cooked beef, raw beef. They didn't do beef at the time. That was later on in years, in the 60s. You know, they were just open at night because my uncle would work during the day, and my father had nothing to do with it until a little later. Anyway, he started getting a little better, more lucrative, selling beef sandwiches. He didn't have to take the risk of going to jail anymore. So
certainly a better route.
So he gets a hold of my father. They buy out these guys. And, you know, they can open up a bookie joint in the alley. What's the difference where they're at?
Right.
So, and we had this outside stand. It was on the, I have a picture of it with me. It was out on the street. And we didn't have gas that ran to it. There was no gas. And it was just charcoal underneath. They called it Al's Barbecue. Well, later on in years, people start relating it to ribs, which we didn't have, you know?
Right, right, right.
So we had to change the name to Al's Italian.
I never knew that. I always wondered why you called it Al's Barbecue.
That was what the original name was. Well, so they did this on the streets. And then around the late 50s, my brother got out of the Marines, and he had no job. So they opened up during the day. That's when we started during the day. Then in 63, Urban Renewal came in and made us move. So my uncle went to Peoria and Van Buren, and I went with him. Then they bought the place on Taylor Street, and my two older brothers went with him. So I helped my uncle. I was with him till about 1969. Well, in the meantime, Mr. Beef and Scala and all that started, and Margie's and Carms were friends of my uncle. They're all gamblers. Right. I can't remember. This all comes from this.
Co-workers. Colleagues. Associates. Well, the thing is, now here, we went from early on, maybe 100 years ago, mm-hmm. All the way up to where it started kind of having the kind of the formative stages of what would be a real business. I think the thing that kept it and kind of moved it from there.
Well, this is before even deep dish pizza. Really original Italian beef.
And you've held to that legacy as well, you know, with the whole barbecue thing, going back for the reasons and the origins for it. But the reasons that I think that it kept in prominence for the point where you guys could start building business with this because people loved it. When it was in at the weddings, it was, I think, it identified maybe. Obviously, it was delicious and people loved it, but it fit that need on the economic side, like you said. But it was associated with celebrations.
It was celebrations. It was be with people, sharing. It was a low-cost meal, and you could feed everybody for a couple of bucks at the time. And that's why it became so prevalent.
Yeah,
and you're right, it tasted good. And it was warm. It was hot, right?
So it was relatively economical, right? And so identified, too, with some of those celebrations, some of those kind of formative family moments that people would remember over time. So how did it get to the point, and anybody who wants to chime in on this one, to the point where you got it to the – because you had the beef stands. We were saying, like, okay, let's go ahead and have these beef stands. So it turned into, from what was something that just a handful of families working together, right, we're saying, like, let's get serious about this. This has the potential to be a real business. And obviously, you know, a testament that people loved it.
Well, it stood Ma and Pa, basically. You know, the Mr. Beef come along.
Yeah, it was a mom and pop thing, but it was after the proliferation of McDonald's. McDonald's became very popular, and there was drive-in type restaurants.
They gave it a boost, you know, to want to do
and
something.
And instead of selling hamburgers, it was Italian beef sandwiches.
Right. We're better than burgers. We got pure beef. It's all ground up, eyeballs, ears.
you paint a delicious picture, Greg.
Don't go to McDonald's.
Well, but think about it, though. And it's the kind of thing that we embrace as Chicagoans, and it is the kind of thing that people, when they come in from out of town, they know and they love. And you look at the way it is today, from those kind of humble beginnings at, you know, where people didn't have a ton, all the way to there is a National Italian Beef Day. I mean, this is a long journey. And on the bonus side, for you guys to be able to be one of those leaders to take it and kind of do what you can to share it with everybody, everybody in Chicago, and not necessarily just the Italian-American community who knew and loved it, but make sure that, like, everybody gets to know and love it. So let's talk about the start of Bona Beef, how you guys started back in, it was like 1980 officially, right?
Right.
I think that's what Jimmy had said.
1981, our dad wanted us to get into business together, and my uncle was kind enough to, from Mr. Beef, Carl Bonavolanto, he was kind enough to help us with the recipe and show us the original way to make Italian beef the way Chris and his family have been making it for years, and all the people that Pat Scala helped And my father's thing, though, was he wanted to make it more broad appeal. He didn't want it just to be a beef stand. He wanted clean tables, and he wanted families to come in. And, you know, he really wanted to open it up to the western suburbs and make sure that people were comfortable to bring it to a broader reach.
What was some of the kind of the history of the things that were done? And you got to embrace that history and that legacy as well. But, yeah, is that it, where you guys were looking at with McDonald's and all that, where they were doing some things right on the chain side, on the just the system side, you know, maybe incorporate some of that with that history?
It was one of the few businesses you could get into with very low dollars. It didn't need a lot of capitalization, right? It was a lot of sweat equity because it was hard work. In our instance, it was myself and my four brothers. So we had all the help we needed at the time. We were very fortunate. Our uncle gave us the confidence because he had an award-winning recipe. In our history, and where I started to learn about Italian beef, was when I worked for Pat Scala. He put a lot of people in business. And
He helped a lot of people.
And he helped us. And it was very easy for us. You know, we couldn't go to a bank and to make a loan. Banks didn't even, you know what a beef stand was.
They wouldn't give you a loan anyway.
They wouldn't give it. Once they did, they wouldn't give you a loan. Right, absolutely. So, I mean, he would fill up your cooler, and you'd have a start. Make your product, sell it, make another order, pay for the last order, and you were in business. A really low cost of entry at the time.
And you mentioned, too, like that you had just that great taste behind you. It's one of those foods that is, you know, on the surface, and when you break it down from a 10,000-foot view, very simple, right? It
seems very simple.
It's very simple. But it's still, you know, the devil's in the details and the spices and just the way to make it that iconic and tasty thing. So I know
for my brothers and I, the fact that our uncle gave us the recipe, it was – in 36 years, it's the only thing we haven't changed. Everything else in 36 years we've changed except that recipe, the simplistic nature of it. But as simple as it is,
it costs
a lot more. But it's so simple, you want to change it. And it's just, you don't, because it's made the old-fashioned way.
We started with Nesco cookers, roasters, and we had two of them to start.
Like regular size ones?
Yeah, regular size roasters. Wow. So there were we bought two. I think they were $100. And we put a couple pieces of meat in there, and we roasted it. And until we got the recipe right, you know, my uncle was showing us how. And, you know, and that grew. Then we had four Nescos, then eight. Then we had to build a counter. We had put an addition on our original restaurant. It was about 12 feet long. We had, you know, eight Nescos on there. And, you know, it was very interesting. And today we have a state-of-the-art USDA facility where we're cooking – well, for instance, this Saturday, Italian Beef Day, we'll probably sell 100,000 sandwiches in that one day.
Wow, that is a lot of sandwiches. Hold tight, guys. When we come back, we're going to talk with master franchisor for Al's, Dave Howie, and what both Bona Beef and Al's are doing for National Italian Beef Day, including beefs for the listeners. Stay tuned, 720 WGN.
Hey, Dick, what is my husband, president of American Weathermakers, doing at the piano?
Elizabeth, I'm trying to play my favorite tune.
Sure reminds me of your 60 Minute Men coming to the rescue.
That's how I got the idea for our 60 Minute Men. If your furnace or air conditioner breaks down, day or night, we'll be there in 60 minutes, or you get a free $60 gift card for repairs.
Wow, that's fast, like the way I fell for you.
Plus, we offer a lifetime warranty on our repairs and never charge for travel or overtime. And American Weathermakers has the best service and honest pricing on the top furnace and air conditioner brands every day.
You'll fall in love fast with American Weathermakers, too.
How about our jingle?
Dick, don't quit your day job, please.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
Call toll free.
855-955-HVAC.
So take it from the piano man at AmericanWeathermakers.com.
Hey, this is Alexander Rossi, Indy 500 champion, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
I just want to stay in the sun where I find, I know it's hard sometimes.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane here on National Italian Beef Day, and want to let people know that last half, after 3:30, we are going to have a lot of beef for the listeners, some great ways for you guys to participate in the show and win from both Bona Beef and also from Al's Beef. And we're talking about the business of it, the history of the beef, and now as it works into the business. And we've got master franchisor, Dave Howie. Dave?
You know, as we've both grown, as Bona and Al's has grown, expanded, and I think one of the common things that, you know, and we can all attest to this, is as we open new stores, it's amazing how many people come in and they're like,
you know, my grandfather used to take me there. My dad used to take me there. And, you know, it's become a generational thing. And, again, that's a testament to this sandwich. You know, it's a piece of bread with some, you know, a meat with amazing flavors
in it.
Isn't
it crazy? It seems
it's crazy.
It's like so much greater than the sum of the parts, right?
Yes, it is so much. And to have so many generations just, you know, become literally addicted to it. You know, they can't go through downtown Chicago without getting off somewhere and getting a beef. And that really helps with franchisees. We franchise, you know, to several stores. All of our stores are franchises. We have 10 of them in Chicago. And each one of them have their own story of how they grew up with it, and that's why they wanted to get into the business. And I think, you know, that's what we've done real well. Bona's done it great. You know, they own their stores. You know, I think the key things is we know each other, and I think the thing that always impressed me with them, and I think they would agree, is, you know, we're pretty much purists when it comes to this.
Yeah.
And you have to be. You know, you have to have, you know, a real standard that you hold things to, and the sandwich is, you know, the life.
See, you guys, you love that history, and you hold to that history, and you mentioned it too, Dave, too, is that the people that are just beef fans and beef consumers have their own history with it. Like you said, they know what they like, their generations and all that kind of stuff. And you know you have something that is really good when people have conversations about how they like it, and they'll stand and they'll defend it. So is there, you know, from kind of the brain trust on the beef side that we've assembled here, is there a best way? And Dave, like you first, is there a way that, of course, you know, however the people like it, they should be able to enjoy it, I'm guessing. But is there like, what's your favorite? Like, what's the way you grew up with it? And what's the best way that you would recommend enjoying an Al's beef?
Well, I started eating Al's in 1971. My best friend from high school's father took us there. I might have had one beef sandwich in my life that didn't have our hot jardiniere on it. You know, so you get used to certain things, and you go, and it's like, well, maybe I should not. Give me the hot jardiniere and dip it. You know, everything has to be
everything
right.
Everything has to be right.
Yeah, there's a balance to everything. And keeping that as time has gone on, keeping that to those standards has been tough. You know, we've done it. But, yeah, that beef dipped, you know, I like sweet and hot dipped. That's my favorite. Al's only started putting cheese on a beef sandwich, you know, maybe a few years back. You know, it hasn't.
Chicago cheesesteak.
Yeah, yeah.
That would Philadelphia. Yeah. Yeah. So, ours is more flavorful, right, guys?
So, Chris, like, how do you, you know, as a purist, you know, with the lineage all the way back, like, how do you enjoy it?
My favorite is I eat it every morning because I like to test it.
With, like, your cornflakes?
See, look, and beef? I mean, yeah, that's my cornflake beef. There you go. Anyway, I'm the same thing. I like it hot. Okay, jardiniere. I'm not a big sweet pepper guy unless it's red peppers what we get now and then. But I like it with the jardiniere and dip. And then, you know, you got to put your face in it and eat it. And we started this thing, the Italian stance. I kid around with people. We, you know, you put your forearms on the counter, your back a little bit, so none of the stuff gets on you. It's just a gimmick for kicks.
I think there should be an instructional video.
We had some T-shirts made that sold to people. You want the Italian stance T-shirt, but that's just fun. Everybody has their own unique thing. The Bonas have their own unique thing. We do. The Carms that used to be the Margies, and they all had their own little niches in flavor. And nobody was worse than the other.
Yeah,
those were some of the best beef sandwiches. Though. Early in the morning, you get in the store ready. You know,
you're little particles.
And the end of the bread. The bread's nice and crunchy. You know, and then you know the nice thing. I probably ate more beef sandwich standing over a garbage can than I have at a table. You know, because of all the times you opened your restaurant
it's
up.
Good to have
you don't want
fly.
To be dirty before anybody come in. You know,
right.
So Carla, when it comes to beef, you know, and understanding too that you have, you know, there's a lot of responsibility because you could be setting trends based on who you are and what you do. But how do you enjoy your beef?
Best way to have a beef sandwich is with a piece of sausage on it.
Oh, yeah.
Combo,
oh,
man.
Yeah, combo time.
The best way.
And Joe, like, and so I think we're breaking a little new ground here, too, describing, you remember the one, it's, you know, it's not just for breakfast anymore, you know. Yeah. Is maybe the beef sandwich, it is the new latest breakfast food.
It could be. You know, I had many of them for breakfast. But, you know, that's the beauty of Italian beef. There's how many different ways to make a beef sandwich, right? You could have it dry one day if you don't want to get it on your shirt. You could have it, you know, you're ready to get really get into it. You baptize it. You get it real juicy. Hot peppers, sweet peppers, whatever it takes. I mean, you know, there's any day of the week I might have my sandwich a different way, depending on how I feel.
Well, and the way we both make it, it's natural.
It's all natural products. There's nothing added to it.
So many other people start putting preservatives.
Some people pump it. They do a lot.
Yeah, there's no injections.
You get commercial stuff.
It's the Italian beef has been a religion. You know, so many people have been daily communicants for that. And I think as the nation gets involved for National Italian Beef Day coming up today, Saturday. But on the bonus side, Joe, what's going on? You can enjoy 365 days a year. We know that, of course, but specifically today.
So today is an exciting day. We are celebrating National Beef Day by offering our three signature sandwiches, our Italian sausage, our Italian beef, and our combo, which is beef and sausage, at very reduced prices. We're doing a $3 sausage sandwich, a $4 Italian beef sandwich, and a $5 combo sandwich. And, we did this a couple other times. Didn't make it an official beef day, but we did a couple other times. We had lines out the door. And as Chris was saying and Dave, people are talking about the stories. You know, they're bringing their kids, because it's limit five per person. So the whole car gets out of the car.
Right.
You know, everybody gets out there standing
you're
in line.
You're giving them that much.
Yeah. So the thing is, everybody's talking about Italian beef, and it's just a great day. The people in line, and they're with their grandkids, they're with their parents, and they're just talking about Italian beef. All the kids from college just happen to be coming home now, so it's kind of a nice
As if anybody needed a time to be encouraged to go ahead and enjoy beefs. And so the website for Bona, where people find out all the different locations, probably specifics on some of the celebrations.
Yeah, it's bona.com, and you'll list all of our 18 locations and ready to go. So hopefully we'll see a lot of Italian beef fanatics.
I'm pretty sure you will.
Yeah.
and Dave, on that, I'll say, how are you guys celebrating?
Pretty much the same way. Our regular beef is $3. Our combo is $5. We've limited it to one sandwich. It's a little bit cheaper. We should have raised the price and gone up to six people, do a little competition. But we limited it to one, and one of the reasons is, our stores are a little bit on the smaller side. And we want to get as many people through as possible. There are lines. We won a big award. Many years ago we had a dollar beef day, and it was
a mistake.
We ran out of bread. it was a mistake. And you got so many people in line, so we just want people to enjoy the day, come through, get their beef. Yeah, they may, but we want to be able to move people through and give everybody a chance to try it and celebrate. And we're doing the same thing from 11 to 6. We're doing it for 7 hours. All of our stores are participating. It's going to be today's going to be great.
Is there a website where people can kind of find out where the locations are? Not that they don't know,
sure. Alsbeef.com. All of our locations are listed, and they're pretty much all over the city. We have a couple in the suburbs, and it's going to be fun today.
And Chris, personally, how are you gonna celebrate?
I'm gonna eat one.
Well, just one?
I'll start off. That's breakfast.
Guys, first off, happy National Italian Beef Day to you guys. Nobody deserves to the accolades more than you guys do, not only for what it is that you're doing, but for making and creating this amazing, iconic food for Chicago, and now sharing it with the entire country as well. So Joe Bona, Carlo Bona, Chris Pacelli, Dave Howie, guys, thanks so much for everything you're doing. Get out there and enjoy this day, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
It's not Memorial Day without burgers on the grill or the Crate and Barrel 15% off Memorial Day sale now at Crate and Barrel stores and online. Save 15% off margaritas on the deck, brunch by the pool, s'mores around the fire pit.
We're here.
Even 15% off new bedding for the guest room.
La, 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 la.
Just kidding. But if summer had a Black Friday, this would be it. The Crate and Barrel 15% off Memorial Day sale. Ends Monday, May 29th. Select full price items only. Exclusions apply.
Life is so fast and sometimes stressful. Even planning a little getaway can be stressful too, right? I'm John Williams. Take a relaxing cruise down the Mississippi on the riverboat Twilight. Brenda and I did. Depart from the Quad Cities, travel to Dubuque, spend the night in a lovely hotel, then cruise home the next day. Fares include delicious meals, overnight accommodations, shore tours. The river runs wide and relaxing. Couples, friends, families, visit riverboattwilight.com or call 1-800-331-1467.
720 WGN on the road with Dane. And stay tuned, right after the news, we're going to have Julie Boucher. She's going to talk about the condiment that you have to have for your tailgates and, of course, for Memorial Day coming up as well. Right now it is a couple minutes after 3:30, 3:32. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. It is news time, sponsored by Builder Supply Outlet. Here's Bob Kessler.
30 people have been arrested by Chicago police in a series of raids aimed at curbing shootings during the traditionally violent Memorial Day weekend. Superintendent Eddie Johnson told a news conference the raids will continue over the weekend. The Associated Press is reporting President Donald Trump's son-in-law and now top White House advisor Jared Kushner proposed setting up a secret back channel between the Kremlin and the Trump transition team during a December meeting with a leading Russian diplomat. Kushner's aim was reportedly to explore options with Russia on Syria. And two men who died in a single-engine plane crash in Wisconsin have been identified. The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office says the pilot was 67-year-old Dennis Hall of McHenry. The passenger, 19-year-old Philip Smeko of Janesville, Wisconsin. They were in the area attending weekend races at Road America when their plane crashed about 12:30 p.m. yesterday. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
It's Carson's Memorial Day mattress sale, now through Monday, May 29th. Get the lowest prices of the season. Save 55% plus an extra 10% on our most popular Beautyrest, Serta, and Sealy mattresses. Also save on all luxury and specialty bedding, plus take an extra 10% off. And get special factory savings of up to $800 on many luxury and specialty mattress sets. Carson's Memorial Day mattress sale, now through Monday, May 29th. Carson's, your store, your style.
WGN News is on the air.
WGN Radio is the sound of Chicago.
Honoring our legends.
You're listening to station WGN.
Chicago referred to him as the voice of summer. And for 23 years, his distinctive baritone called Chicago Cubs games on the radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome once again to opening day festivities here at Wrigley Field.
He was WGN-TV and radio sports announcer Vince Lloyd. And his nephew, Mark Scaff, remembers.
I mean, you could sit down and talk to Uncle Vince about baseball for hours. He knew the intricacies of the game. And what I really enjoyed speaking to him about was the players, the personalities. And, you know, his career spanned roughly 38 years, and he did baseball, football, basketball.
How about that?
You name it, they could do it. They were all very talented.
On opening day 1961 in D.C., Vince Lloyd used those talents to welcome a very special guest to WGN Television and Radio.
Vince Lloyd from WGN Television in Chicago, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President. Mr. Johnson here is supposed to take part in some of the ceremonies on the field.
Going to pitch a couple of innings.
I think it was the first time that a sportscaster was able to interview a sitting president. And the Secret Service was kind of leery of the whole situation, and kept a close eye on him. He said they didn't get too far from him when he was speaking to him, like his microphone could be used as a weapon, I guess.
Learn more about Vince Lloyd and all of our WGN Radio Walk of Fame inductees. Go to WGNRadio.com and search keywords Walk of Fame.
Every 5 minutes, another woman in America learns she has lung cancer. Half of them will not even survive a year. How can you help? Well, there is one way. Your old car or truck can actually make a difference. Donate your vehicle to the American Lung Association, where 90 cents of every dollar goes towards life-saving research right here in Illinois. It's 1-800-LUNG-CARS or lungcars.org. Make a tax-deductible donation at lungcars.org. Support the American Lung Association. Old cars give new hope.
I'm Rick Sanfratello, an Allstate agent. I'm pleased to congratulate Avery McDowell for being this week's Allstate Kid of the Week. Avery is a fourth grader who adores books. He has participated in Chicago Public Library's Summer Learning Challenge since he was 5 years old. And in 2015 was invited by Mayor Emanuel to a press conference celebrating Chicago Public Libraries. That summer, Avery had read over 200 books. I'm happy to recognize Avery for being a positive force for good in all that he does. Congratulations, Avery.
WGN Sports, the White Sox are hosting the Tigers. Right now it's 1-0 Sox in the top of the eighth. The Cubs play in Los Angeles, first pitch at 6:15 tonight. WGN traffic inbound on the Edens about 48 minutes from Lake Cook to downtown. It's about 36 headed out. O'Hare to downtown on the inbound Kennedy is a 37-minute trip. Same thing headed back out. Eisenhower, it's an hour in from Thorndale, 30 minutes back out. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Traffic's also sponsored by Hum by Verizon. Get answers before you have questions. With vehicle diagnostics and more, Hum by Verizon's the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, mostly sunny for the rest of the afternoon. high in the low 70s. Tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, low 58. Showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm before 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after that. Mostly cloudy, 73. Sunday night, partly cloudy, 57. Memorial Day, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny. High near 73. 72 at O'Hare, 71 at Midway, 70 in Northbrook, 60 along Chicago's lakefront. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Bob Kessler on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Come on. Hi, this is Julie Boucher with Walsa, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane, and on the line with us, we've got longtime NASCAR professional who represented championship drivers through the years, a Shark Tank survivor, we'll call her there, and the visionary food force of nature behind the hottest new condiment that is tailor-made for the track and tailgating, the one and only Julie Boucher. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much, Dane. Appreciate you having me.
Well, thanks for being on. I mean, we talk all the time about tailgating, and of course, I do a lot of the food stuff here at WGN and a lot of those personalities, and we've come to the consensus that nobody does tailgating like race fans and in racing situations. Instead of a couple hours before the game, like in football or college football, pro football, people show up on Wednesday for the race on Sunday, and there's a lot of food front and center for that. And this is very cool because Slaza is the name of the product that you have created that is perfect for it.
Absolutely. No, race fans, I will tell you, you know, having been to hundreds of races in the last decade plus, I mean, the fans are as serious of fans as they can be. And, you know, whether they're camping out on the infield or they're outside the track camping out, I mean, you will find some of the most serious hardcore fans. They plan their vacations around the races, and a lot of them will go to 5, 6, 7 races a year. It's not uncommon that 100% of that vacation time is one big fun weekend.
Yep, all the reasons why it is the number one spectator sport out there, and the crowd participation is so important as well. So let's talk a little bit about the product. I mean, obviously you've been to so many different races, been in those situations. You thought the world needed this, right? Because here in Chicago, we love our hot dogs, we love our brats, our sausages, all those kind of things. But Slaza, I mean, you give us kind of the insight into exactly what it is, because it is unique.
It is. So Slaza is, in essence, it is a cabbage-based relish with heat undertone. So, in essence, a slaw-salsa hybrid. Unlike a pickle relish, it actually is a little bit healthier, half the sodium, 20% more vitamin C, but just so much more versatility in its use because it does have those heat undertones to it. So it is great on, again, you mentioned the hot dogs, the brats, the burgers, great on pulled pork. You can even incorporate it in a lot of egg dishes. Pairs great with deviled eggs or if you're doing breakfast burritos and stuff like that. So we really are trying to do our best to redefine what is a sea of green, boring relishes in the traditional, you know, grocery aisle. We are, we're yellow because we do have a little bit of a mustard vinegar base, but yeah. It is slamming on bratwurst and hot dogs.
Yeah, it is absolutely great. Got a chance to try it, and I love it. You say that the heat undertones, it is there. It is just the right amount of heat, but it isn't heat just for heat's sake. I mean, the flavor is great, too, with it.
Yeah, and you get a lot of flavors going on in your mouth. You know, you start off, and it'll be a little sweet in the beginning, and then there'll be a little bit of heat, and then it'll dissipate, so it encourages that second bite. Again, we do have a slight mustard and vinegar base to it, too, so when you're trying it, it's nothing that you would expect. Like, it's tough to compare it to. People are like, well, what's it like? Well,
right?
It's really not like anything. You really do have to try it to believe it.
Julie, there are not that many things out there in the world, maybe on the food side or whatever, where, like you say, you have a little bit of a difficult time describing it. I think the thing that people need to do is just get out there and try it. It's in, 8,000 stores now. And so even though maybe it hasn't been on people's radar and as much as maybe it should be, but even, and you don't need it just for tailgating. We do a lot of grilling out in the backyard, summertime, wintertime even. And it is one of those things that's great on all those kind of things. But it isn't easy to describe. You mentioned it, it's got a little bit of the kind of the sweetness in there. It's got a little mustard, got a little zing, and the heat undertones are there as well. I don't think there's a substitute for just getting out there, getting a jar and trying it. love the show Shark Tank. We've had a number of the people on for different products, not always necessarily food products, all sorts of different things show up on Shark Tank. And I always wonder, so it's a luxury we get a chance and the listeners get a chance to hear from someone who's, I said survivor, who's lived through that.
Right.
So what is it like? Because it's equal parts, you know, kind of amazing opportunity, marketing, and then also it's, you know, there's a lot at stake because if they say, let's say that they don't like the product, or maybe you don't do as well as you think you should in the presentation, it could be tough.
Right. Yeah. No, I, honestly, it was a fantastic experience. We were already in, I think, over 4,000 stores when I went to pitch. So at least we had, unlike a lot of food products that maybe are in a few hundred stores and they kind of open themselves up for maybe not so great comments. The fact that we already had major retailer support going in and had numbers and had a unique product, that was definitely a benefit. I would do it again in a heartbeat. Ironically, the episode is re-airing here. It's kind of the gift that keeps on giving, Shark Tank is. So the sharks were extremely nice, complimentary, even got a that's admirable from Mr. O'Leary in the center. Mark Cuban had really nice things to say even after I left the room, which I didn't hear until after I saw the edit. But, yeah, I was in there. I pitched about an hour. I was the last person on the last day of the taping to pitch, which wasn't the best position. But I gave it my all, and I answered everything the best that I could and felt like they didn't really have a lot of negative things to say. And the edit came across that way as well.
Yeah. They have their own strengths. Each one of them has their own strengths, whether it's, you know, whether it's Mark Cuban with the tech side or some of the people like the home shopping, you know, whether it's Lori and some of those people have kind of those angles or clothes, you know, sometimes. But I don't really know that I've heard a lot of food store, you know, people get in there. Certainly restaurant concepts, you see that sometimes, but not necessarily food items.
Yeah, the one shark that is more apt to invest in food businesses, and only because she started doing it pretty early on and kind of learned with the entrepreneurs that she invested in, is Barbara Corcoran.
Yep.
But unfortunately, I didn't even get a chance to pitch to her. I pitched to Lori instead. So, you know, I'd try to be open, even though I knew some sharks would be able to provide maybe a little bit more value than others. I tried to stay open to all of them.
Yeah, it's a really great show. Knowing you a little bit too is like you already had a lot of the things, and you mentioned it. You know, the distribution. You had a serious business. Sometimes people go in and they don't have the numbers. I always sit, you know, at home on the couch and say, well, that's what they need you guys for. But you already had a serious business. They can always respect that, and you're a numbers person, right? So when they ask those specific questions, you have really good answers.
Yeah, I'm a numbers geek. I'm proud to have my nerdish quality come out. I've always enjoyed numbers. Obviously, it helped. I was, you know, back in my days when I worked in NASCAR, I was keeping track of, you know, millions of dollars worth of budgets over the full race season, over dozens of budgets. And so if you weren't good at numbers, you couldn't kind of go up into marketing within NASCAR as a sport. Representing sponsors, you know, you couldn't work your way up into the field if you were not a friend of the accounting department. So
right. Yeah, you have to have that accountability on all those areas, especially in NASCAR. And Slossa is available in probably stores in almost every market that NASCAR is in, right? So as people kind of roll in with their motorhome or whatever, they should stop at the local grocery store, probably go online to Slossa.com and maybe put the zip code in, and it'll tell them where it's at.
Yeah, we're in 49 states in Canada, and the only state we're not in, ironically, is Maine. But we're working to change that this year.
So maybe you could put some on some lobster. I don't know that sounds great, but it's good on most anything. Maybe get some lobster in there. So here's the thing, too. Traveling and doing all those years with NASCAR, and you and I have talked a little bit about it, as well as people get in there, and you think about exploring a little bit of the town because people are in there mostly for the weekend. And so what are, in your opinion, as a food person and also someone who worked in and around racing in the sport, what were some of your favorite food towns that you guys would hit and you really enjoyed?
You know what? I would say there were definitely tracks that you look forward to going to. And I always tried to patronize, you know, the local, the independents. I didn't try to, you know, do the big chains. You know, just you may not always have a great experience, but you're going to give it a try. And there were always restaurants that you'd always go back to year after year. So Kansas City, obviously, was a big one that I enjoyed going to. Gates Barbecue, Joe's, you know, you've really hit a lot of the barbecue joints, a lot of the places in the Plaza area. You always could find some really good local food in Kansas City. In Michigan, we would stay in Ann Arbor, and every year we'd go to Paleo's, which was downtown Ann Arbor. But even on the way to the track in Saline, there was Benny's Bakery and the Brecken Grill. New Hampshire was always another track I enjoyed going to. Primarily, I mean, the weather in September in New Hampshire was always just beautiful, and we stayed up in Meredith on Lake Winnipesaukee and lots of great restaurants around there. So, yeah, there were definitely tracks that you enjoyed going to because of the food experience and because, like, I was a runner back in the day, back in college, and so silly me, I did marathons. And so, you know, Kansas City and New Hampshire were great places to run. Of course, Michigan, you can run around the University of Michigan. But then there were tracks that were maybe less conducive to getting in your, you know, good workout while you were traveling. But, yeah, the food aspect of traveling, I was so thankful. I think I've been to every track but one over the years. And it was definitely nice to be able to explore local cuisine around, you know, certain cities.
And now you're a part of creating some of that local cuisine, especially during the tailgating, letting the listeners know we're talking with Julie Boucher. She is the visionary founder and force behind Slossa, which is the thing that you need in your refrigerator, in your cooler, definitely with you whenever you go tailgating or grilling as well for that. And so let us know the website and everything that that people need to know in order to get some background information. We said, too, there's just no substitute for getting it and trying it. I mean, right. You can have all that information, but you gotta try it.
Yeah, the website is slawsa.com, slawsa.com. We do have a store locator on there, so you should be able to find Slawsa in most cities around the U.S. If not, we do have, you know, an online deal most of the time, so we can ship you a six-pack. But, you know, Slawsa, it looks a little different. It is a yellow relish versus a green relish, so it's definitely going to stand out on the shelf. Don't judge a book by the cover, because once you open the jar, I promise it is something that you're going to want to keep around a long, long time.
So one more time with the website before we let you go.
The website is slawsa.com, slawsa.com, and we've got a store locator right on there.
Julie Boucher, she is not only out there representing racers or has done that for a long time, she knows the track, she knows the best places to go for great food around the tracks, and she's providing some of it for the tailgates as well. Thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks, Dane. Have a slawsome day.
It's another great day of freedom in these United States. We take a moment to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice to buy us this freedom and welcome chopper pilot turned United States Senator Tammy Duckworth at 10:35. And at 11:35, Chef Leanne Witten from Southern Cut Barbecue gives us some last-minute grilling tips.
Memorial Day with Pete McMurray, Monday morning 9 to noon on 720 WGN.
It's antiques, music, and vintage cars at the Grace Lake Midnight Flea Market. Today from 3 to midnight at the Lake County Fairgrounds on Peterson Road by ZircoPromotions.com.
Get ready for a clean like you've never seen. Hi, this is Tonya Khoury of Green Tea Services. I promise you, carpet, tile, and hardwood floors cleaned like never before.
Service to a green tea.
Our Green Tea Services deep cleaning process leaves your carpets, tile, and hardwood floors cleaner and removes bacteria and mildew, so your children can safely play on your green tea cleaned floor. Whether you have carpet, tile, or hardwood, call our green tea crews with the green letter T on top of our trucks. They're known for courtesy and quality service.
Service to a green tea.
Clean up on savings. Call now. Get one room cleaned free. Plus, our 100% satisfaction green tea guarantee. For details on carpet, tile, and hardwood floor cleaning, call Green Tea now. Ask for our room cleaned free special. Call 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green tea.
800-5-GREEN-TEA or greenteaservices.com.
Hi, it's Wendy Snyder, and for years you've heard me talking about all the benefits that my family and I receive from taking Natron's Healthy Trinity, the world's best probiotic. But take a listen to Shirley's story.
Hi, I'm Shirley from Lomita, California. I heard a commercial on the radio about Natron, so I called
and talked to a counselor. Before that, I had gone to 3 gastroenterologists for loose bowel movements, and nothing helped me. As soon as I tried Natron, Healthy Trinity, everything changed, and within 2 weeks, I experienced complete relief. I can go out for lunch, and I'm not housebound anymore. I'm so pleased with your product, and I'll be taking it the rest of my life.
Call 1-866-4-NATRON. Probiotic consultants are standing by. Call now for a 90-day risk-free trial of Natron's Healthy Trinity. Plus, the first 50 callers get free second-day delivery. Call 1-866-4-NATRON, N-A-T-R-E-N, or visit natron.com and enter promo code Wendy for a 90-day risk-free trial.
I'm Dan Webster.
And I'm Trina Webster, founders of Z-Quiet.
Our story probably sounds familiar. I was desperate to find a solution to my snoring problem, and I tried everything, pillows, chin straps, even surgery, but I kept snoring.
Dan wasn't the only one desperate for a good night's sleep. Our whole family was tired, cranky, and sleep-deprived. So we turned to experts and created a solution that's a total game-changer called Z-Quiet.
Z-Quiet uses the same technology as professional treatments costing thousands of dollars, but you can find our affordable solution at GetZQuiet.com.
We know that snoring is a problem for so many families, and we wanted everyone to benefit from our easy solution. So don't let snoring be a problem. Go to GetZQuiet.com and sleep quiet with Z-Quiet.
Z-Quiet fits both men and women. Try it risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95. Go to GetZQuiet.com or text SNAP to 910. Go to GetZQuiet.com or text SNAP to 91011.
Celebrate your love for literature with Al Franken, Amy Dickinson, and Heather Ann Thompson. Visit PrintRowLitFest.org for tickets.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, a NASCAR analyst on Fox, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line.
720 WGN on the road with Dane here in the home stretch. And we want to get in on this because we've mentioned it. We've got an opportunity for some of the listeners to get some great food coming up here. Not only just on National Italian Beef Day, for sure. Enjoy that today. Get out there, get those deals. But for those people that can't get to all the deals or the restrictions and limits based on your car size, we've got some great ways for people to enjoy some stuff as well as Slossy. You just heard Julie Boucher talked about that. And so she's got a couple six packs for you to enjoy some of that as well. So here's the way that you can win. Lisa's going to chime in a little bit on some of this as well. So we've got multiple $25 and $20 gift certificates for both Bona Beef and Al's Beef that were part of our National Italian Beef Day special. And all you have to do to win is you can go on our and like the webpage, I mean our
Facebook page. Yeah, On the Road with Dane. Just search that in the Facebook search bar.
Yep.
And it'll pop up.
And like it.
And then
leave your favorite way to take your Italian beef. It's so personal, right? Everybody's got their own way that they do it. There's no wrong answer, but just add that in there and then you'll be entered to win, as well as you can also email On the Road with Dane at Gmail. So On the Road with Dane at Gmail. And then that same thing, put Italian beef or National Italian Beef Day in the subject line, and then add like the way that you enjoy it. We're going to be giving out, we have a lot of them. So big, big, big thanks to not only Bona Beef, but also Al's Beef as well for providing that. I mean, I'm serious. We probably have at least 10 of each, either $20 and $25 gift certificates from each place. So a lot of beef going out on National Italian Beef Day. And then also for Slossa too, you go ahead and add that. You can email that same thing too, and we'll pick a couple winners out. Don't have as much Slossa to give away, but you can put it on your beef. That may be sacrilegious to some purists out there, but it should be great. And then we've got 1 minute left. We did want to mention that we are going to be out. Lisa and I are both going to be out in Des Plaines at Taste of Des Plaines. Head out on the road with Dane. I'll be broadcasting the show live at Taste of Des Plaines Saturday, June 17th from 2 to 4 p.m. We'll have more details as the weeks get closer. Tickets to give away for Chicagoland Speedway and all that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll send it to news on the road with Dane on 720 WGN.
You know, a superstar kid making a difference in their community, nominate them to be the All-State Kid of the Week. They can be recognized on the Steve Cochran Show. I know him. And have the chance to win great prizes. Details at WGNRadio.com/contests.
This is Brian Wickert, owner of Low Overhead Acunet Mortgage. If you could save $27,700 in exchange for a little bit of your time, would you do it? Well, $27,700 is the amount of interest a person would save over the remaining life of their loan by refinancing their current $200,000 loan at 4.5% with 27 years remaining to a new 25-year loan at a 3.99 rate. The APR is 4.01 with 25% equity and all the other right stuff. I'm calling this money-saving maneuver the half and two because we only have to reduce your rate 0.5% and shave 2 years off the length of your new loan to generate these giant size savings. Click on the blue button at Acunet.com today for a no social security number required refi checkup. We can take care of everything over the phone and online and even send the closing agent to your home. The Fed will probably hike rates again in June, so click on the blue button today at ACCUNET.com.
Acunet Mortgage is an equal housing lender and Illinois residential mortgage licensee, NMLS ID 255368, 13000 West Silver Spring Drive in Low Overhead, Butler, Wisconsin 53.
As usual, your borscht is great, Grandma.
Oh, so glad, Nikki. So, you know how people use their own cars to give taxi rides and they make money?
Right.
Grandma going to do that.
You don't have a car, Grandma.
Oh, but Dicky do.
Oh, see, you can't use my car.
Grandma only need Dicky's car Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. So Grandma make money for a new business.
Grandma, why not get an easy home equity loan from First American Bank?
First American Bank?
Yeah, they have the best loan deals in town. What is your new idea?
Herring on a stick with mustard and pickle is to-go food.
Sounds like getaway food.
Old family recipe.
Really, a fast home equity loan from First American is the better choice.
Okay, Grandma go to First American.
Oh, great.
And then Grandma sell herring on a stick from Dickie's car.
What?
Dickie drive and Grandma call out, fish, fish, get your
no,
fish.
No, I don't think... Oh, no, boy.
Fish!
First American, the bank that does more for your money. Visit firstambank.com. Call 847-952-3700. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's spring and the weather can't decide what it's doing. Make the decision now to call CSL Climate Control Company for up to a $1,700 rebate on a new Lennox system. CSL Climate Control Company can help keep your home comfortable now and year-round. Call 847-773-7334 today.
Do you and your sports buddies feel like your night out is stuck on the bench? The Game at Blue Chip Casino is your best play for all your game time favorites. With icy cold drinks, including 34 beers on tap, mouth-watering wings, nachos, and 23 large screen TVs, The Game has all the action covered. Ow! And don't miss out on The Game's Burger of the Month. So huddle up and get to The Game at Blue Chip.
Zone two, ready?
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-994-8448.
At Blue Chip Casino Hotel and Spa, it feels good to have 5 delectable restaurant options to choose from.
Yum.
It feels good to see the best live entertainment in the area. It feels good to be pampered in our rejuvenating spa blue.
Oh.
It feels good to get away in our luxurious hotel rooms and suites. But most of all, it feels good to win. Yay! Blue Chip Casino Hotel and Spa, your place to feel good.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-994-8448.
720 WGN on the road with Dane. Wrapping things up one more time. In order to enter to win the beefs, go on Facebook and like our Facebook page, On the Road with Dane, and enter in how you like your beef. And, of course, you can email